Roger hasn't stopped barking since we got up this morning.
Really? Is he just excited that you're all home, or how's this going?
I don't know. He's
pissed that you're home.
I think it's a little bit of everything. He's
like,
just,
oh my god, you guys are home. What the fuck are you doing at home?
Yeah, he's just like, what? Well, it's just me home. It's just me. And I was home yesterday. It's alright.
2 days in a row. What the fuck? I want to lick my nuts on the couch.
No, get out of here, bitch. And I feel so bad because he's having weakness in his back leg. So I have to like pick him up. And I mean, he's old. He's my old man.
Trying to take him behind the shed and just...
It's going to be me and then I'll shoot him after. Just take me out first.
You're going to take him behind the shed and the gun's going to go off. And then your husband's going to be like, oh my god, what the fuck? Did you just shoot Roger? And then just Roger comes out with the gun in his mouth. Yeah. Ain't no one taking me out.
Yep. He's, Oh, that's my ride or die.
I'm going to live forever.
He is fucking... I swear, if there was a dog that will live forever... Well, no, I really think Damien's going to live forever because he's insane.
He's the devil's dog.
He is. Well, he's my dad's dog. Oh. So, you know. Oh. Crazy. He's off the fucking rails. Oh, how was opening day, sir?
Oh, it was great. We had a great time. It was happy, sad. You know, because obviously... Mike couldn't be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, but his wife came and it was nice. It was a good sticking with tradition thing, but it was bittersweet, you know. The Wakefield thing was hard. it's just perfect timing, you know. Wakefield and Mike both died of cancer, and it was like, for me and for his wife and for, you know, my wife was there and my son, and, you know, the Wakefield tribute was almost like a Mike tribute.
Yeah.
You know, so it was hard, but it was fun. And then, you know, of course the Red Sox couldn't win. So
the fact that on that day, they could, of all fucking days, they couldn't win.
Yeah.
Of and, all days, you sacks of shit.
It was hard, but
I watched the rebroadcast because I was at work, and when I got home, you weren't wrong. I definitely needed some tissues. So my poor sleeves on my sweatshirt were covered in snot.
My tear ducts have been removed, so I don't cry. But you know, everyone around me is watery eyed, and you know, my son looks at me, he goes, "Wow, this Wakefield thing is hard." I was like, it's okay to show emotions. He goes, you're not crying. I was like, well, I physically can't, so don't worry about me. But you go ahead and you just let your eyes go. And it was tough. And then, I don't know. It was just one of those things where it was like made me miss Mike a little more, you know.
Yeah.
But no, he's not coming back, so.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I don't know how to.
I get it. Like, how do you segue from
that?
Because
it's, you know, like, I don't want the show to be starting off sad, you know. So he's not coming back. You know, he's gone. He left. He left us. I'm fucking pissed. He left us here. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do with anything.
What are you doing over there?
I just have like so much shit just built up everywhere. I don't know. And then his wife's giving me some of his stuff. And I'm like, well, this is clearly just stuff that he wanted to throw away at one point. And now I can't throw it away because it's his. So I don't know. Whatever. Hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I'm your host, Dave Houghton, and with me today, trying to stir up my emotions, but it's not going to work, Sarah Retallick. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hello. Hello. I'm not trying
emotions.
To stir up. I asked how opening day was.
You put your goddamn emotions back in your briefcase and you take them with you. Get out of here.
Dude, I only have crackers in my briefcase. Very glamorous. Yeah.
I used to know a guy. He was the, I worked at a gas station when I was younger. And there was the boss. He was the son of the owner. And he used to carry a briefcase with him all the time. Now, working at a fucking gas station, you don't need a
Yeah,
briefcase.
what is in that
Yeah, it
briefcase?
turns out it was a couple of Hulk comic books and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in there. So it was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a way to look the part, be the part,
Look
or
professional, but read comic books on the toilet and eat a PB&J. You know?
on the toilet.
On the toilet.
Do it all on the toilet.
That's
It's
direct
easy that
pipeline.
way.
You know?
Yeah.
It's great.
Respectfully so.
So we did go to opening day, and then a couple days later, because tickets are so cheap, you knocked your teeth out with your coffee cup, did you?
Fuck. Oh,
Yeah.
fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh.
I
You
saw
think
that.
after all these years of drinking training,
No,
oh.
no, no, no,
Oh,
no.
fuck. Glad it was close to knocking it out.
Wow,
Imagine
the
if
whole tooth?
fucking, yeah,
Would
I
have got
went
that
hard.
right on tape too.
Ah,
My
oh.
computer tapes things. It's I put a have to put a VHS tape in there,
Yeah,
and it records it. Yeah.
oh,
Wow.
ouch. Yeah,
For anybody listening, Sarah just lost her tooth drinking coffee.
yeah, fucking A. Now I could
Yeah.
look like a now I look like a Canadian.
Now you look like a Virginian hillbilly.
Canadian hockey player.
No.
Yeah, Virginia, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, there's a
Get out.
lot of comments I was going to follow up with, and I
No,
stopped.
we're not doing it.
Nope, but not doing it. Nope.
Yeah, so
Rise above. All right, sorry.
because the Red Sox are so shitty, we got cheap Green Monster tickets, and it was that was fun.
Bayo giveaway night, the
Yeah.
bobblehead.
Yeah, we got Bayo bobbleheads. Bayo Scott Bayo bobbleheads. Yeah. He was Charles in charge. I would love if a ballpark gave out fucking Scott Baio, Charles in Charge bobbleheads.
But I would no.
I would instantly
Okay.
give one to S1E1.
Here's the thing, but it can't be just Scott Baio from Charles in Charge.
No,
It
it's got to
has
be
to
Buddy
be
too.
Scott Baio from blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Yes.
Blah 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 from fucking
Arrested
Arrested
Development.
Development.
Yeah.
Blah
Yeah,
blah blah.
still, I would take it. That would be great.
That would be beautiful.
That's actually a good idea. We should
Right?
do. We should just do random bobbleheads.
Why not?
Makes no sense. When people are like, "Why? What is it?" I mean, Funko Pops did it with all
They
that
do
random shit.
all sorts of shit with
Come on.
Funko. That's why they ended up having to incinerate like 2 to 3 million Funko Pops because they were saturating the market with stuff that people were like, yeah, I just want one. And they
Right.
made 1,000 of each.
Right. That's stupid. They could have just custom made things. They're
Which
dumb.
they do also. So I don't understand. Whatever. I guess if somebody orders more than 100 of one thing, they're like, let's fucking make it.
Let's go. And then they make 101 and nobody buys them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
All right. Well, we got a jam-packed show, and it's full of rewinds too. I think we can go with calling this the Blast from the Past show. Or
Yeah.
we used to do a segment on Gangrene TV called Past Blasters that I wouldn't mind bringing back.
Well, it's
You
better
know,
than, well, is it better than finger blasters?
I oddly enough, I had a buddy that was in a group called Finger Blast, and they were hilarious. They were a rap group, and it was. I'll send you some of their songs. It's fucking funny. You know, it's a little out
Nice.
of date now because it's well, you know what? Go on the internet and try to find Finger Blast. It's fun.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, wait, whoa. No, don't tell people to go and look up or tell me to go and say, look up finger. You know what we're
Oh,
gonna
I didn't
find
even
on the
realize what I
internet?
was doing. Well, while
Yeah.
you're at it, go look up Daisy Train and
Yeah. Just
lemonparty.com.
make sure you're incognito on your
Yeah.
search engine.
Yeah. I used to have a buddy in a band called lemonparty.com. Go ahead and check that out. Oh, fuck it. All right. Anyways. All right. Let's get into the rewind because we got a laundry list of shit to get through and so much rewind, just one little news thing and then a big pickle. So, all
Yeah.
right.
So this first portion, should we put it into the rewind since we discussed it in the prediction episode?
Yeah, this definitely should be in the rewind.
A rewind.
It is a rewind.
You know, it kicked off our year.
I just want to go ahead and say, totally called it.
Yes. So,
had no idea that he was in the cancer thing either. Had no idea.
No, no clue whatsoever.
Which is wow. So go ahead.
Well, we're in the rewind, folks. O.J. Simpson has died.
He'll never find Nicole Brown's murderer now.
No.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Womp womp.
He was so close. He was so close.
So close. This was predicted by one Dave here.
That's too long.
If you didn't listen to our prediction episode from the beginning of the year, head over there on however you listen to us, the Spotify's, the Apple's,
or just go via
iapradio.com. Yeah. You know.
Way to promote
the site. Suck my balls. And yeah, you can listen to that in the rest of Dave's death predictions for this year.
January 3rd, 2024. We predicted that O.J. Simpson would, and he did.
Now, the interesting part of this, you know, he passive cancer, nobody knew what was going on. He made his children and all that had visited him during his last days on Earth sign an NDA.
Okay, I got a few theories about that.
Same.
Okay, I think we have the same theory.
I think we have the same theory.
All right. Sign this NDA right before I die. And then they sign it, and he goes, I killed her.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Oh, show, motherfucker. This dude definitely had everyone sign it, came clean to everyone, so that he could pass with a clear conscience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He definitely admitted it in there.
Yeah.
Or he admitted that he's Khloe Kardashian's real father.
Ooh, or it could have been all the above.
Or the above.
Or all the above.
I killed Ron Goldman, not Nicole. She killed herself. She chopped her own head off. And I'm Khloe Kardashian's father. And then that was it.
Has anyone checked in on Khloe?
No, I don't have her number anymore.
Oh, she blocked you for sure.
She blocked me when I started those rumors that she's OJ's daughter.
Oof.
She was pissed.
Well, let's see these.
Found out that I actually don't watch the Kardashian show.
Oh, so you guys aren't friends anymore. That's really sad.
Yeah, she doesn't support us. I can't support her. I only support
enjoy us. Well, she enjoyed you for a while.
She did.
Oh, hey. The fact.
It's not true. I don't play basketball.
No. No. You just watch it and sweat while watching it.
Sweat while watching, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops. All right. So, like, it has to be, right? Why else would you ask your family to sign a fucking NDA before you die? Like, it's not because he had cancer, because he didn't tell anybody he had cancer. And a lot of people, I remember seeing a TMZ thing where the reporter was like, what are you doing out driving? I thought you were in hospice. He's like, no, I'm not on hospice. I'm perfectly fine. And then 2 weeks later, he was dead.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Obviously, we know that he would die.
Now,
know, that's not going to be a secret.
Here's the thing, too, is he was so convincing in that video that's what people are missing. He was so convincing in that video about him being sick that, of course, decades upon decades, he's going to be convincing.
Absolutely.
He didn't kill her.
Right.
Why, people? Why are you so fucking stupid?
Well, everybody knows that he actually killed them.
Oh, yeah. Right? He's admitted it.
Even people back then who was like, no way, OJ didn't do it. And then after a while, like years pass after all this, be like, oh, no, he definitely did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, you know, the $33 million in from the wrongful death suit.
Yeah.
Where hasn't paid. He paid like less than 1%. And now there's a report coming out that his trust is going to fight payment to the Goldman.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what? I don't know how much he makes in his NFL pension, but like, you know, the Goldmans kind of knew that they were never going to get any after 30 years of this shit with him. I mean, he fled to Florida so he doesn't have to pay any kind of anything, right? So, I mean, like, it's kind of a lost cause at this point, and I'm sure like the Goldmans have made more money off of, you know, they're telling their son's story than OJ owed them. You know, plus OJ
Fair
wrote that
point.
book, If I Did It, and the Goldmans ended up owning the rights to that. And Ron Goldman's father renamed the book I Did It. And you don't write a book like that if you didn't
If you
do it.
didn't do it,
And I read that book, and it's 100% he did it. 100 fucking percent.
it's
100%.
wild. Now,
A great book too.
an interesting thing to point out is that now everyone who was involved on OJ's side during the murder trial is dead,
Right,
and they
they're
have
all
all
gone.
died of they all died of cancer.
Wow, everybody?
All of them died of cancer.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I knew Kardashian died. He had throat cancer, right? Johnny Cochran. I thought Johnny Cochran was he. Wow, that's fucked up. Effie Bailey died of cancer. I thought he would fight cancer.
Everyone died of cancer.
Wow.
One of them had like a brain tumor.
Yeah, I think that
One
was
of,
Cochran. I think Cochran had the
yeah.
brain tumor.
Yeah, they all had some form of cancer.
Wow. Look out, Judge Ito. It's coming for you.
Dun
Yeah,
dun dun.
that's wild though. You make your family sign an NDA before you die.
An
Like
NDA.
that's
Ugh.
I don't know. That's OJ full of mysteries, even in death.
True story. Oh,
All right.
God.
What else is going on in the rewind world that we live in?
So, John Morant, we haven't talked about him in a while.
I know
God,
things are looking up for him.
it was a good palate cleanser to not have him on our tongue for a bit.
Yeah.
The judge had ruled in his favor that he was acting in self-defense against the teenager in the July 22nd incident where Morant punched the teenager during a pickup basketball game on his property.
I think next year, next basketball season, we should do ourselves a service and be pro Morant.
I think we're gonna have to.
I think our pro, our giving him love may help him along the way.
Yes.
Because I think he listens to the show because he's slowly trying to turn himself
He
around.
is.
You
He
know?
really is. He's, cut the cord with a lot of people. He's making better decisions. I mean, he's also injured now, so he's probably
Well, him being injured
wallowing.
would be the ideal time to make the worst decisions because you're bored as shit.
Yeah, but it can't really be bored when you have a all eyes on you.
Right. But I'm saying, like, this
Yes,
would be the ideal
yes,
time if he was
yes.
old, if he was John Moran of past. This would be the time where he would get himself in the most shit.
Well,
You
hopefully he doesn't download betting apps.
know? Oh, God. He's got to stay away from that shit. But this is pretty huge that the judge ruled in favor of Ja Morant, and it was a self-defense thing because, I mean, we kind of expected that this was going to be a self-defense thing. I mean,
Yes.
even though Ja Morant some sort of kind of invited this person on his property, even though I think it was one of his friends that invited this
Yeah,
friend.
I think it was his brother who
Yeah.
invited this
Yeah.
kid to his house to play basketball.
Well, now guess what? Ja Morant, if you're listening, don't invite anybody over your house. Just don't.
Don't ever. People in
No.
general who are listening, don't. People are the
No.
worst.
No. They're going to wear their shoes inside your house, track mud all over the rug, eat all your chips, you know, drink all
Yeah.
your stuff.
Or be like me and clog your toilet.
Yeah. Clog the toilet with a fat turd, and then where are you? You know? All right. So, speaking about clogging your toilet, We have another clogger right here. Julio Urias. And this is the shell is starting to fall off this egg because it's just cracking. And I love it because this guy, it just turns out that he's a ginormous piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Yes, we discussed him several times. And we also discussed last time that he dodged felony charges from his alleged domestic dispute from late September. However, he was hit with 5 misdemeanor charges. We have 1 count of spousal abuse, 2 counts of domestic battery involving a dating relationship, 1 count of false imprisonment, and 1 count of assault.
False imprisonment. What? I don't know how that charge would be related to. Did he hold her against her will, or how does that work?
Because that could be because she. Remember that she retracted everything. And I mean, everything was on video. Right. And then she didn't support a lot of the things. And then her injuries didn't line up with what they were saying in the court documents. That's why it didn't become a felony. So she could also be held captive by him and be brainwashed, which that's a sense of false imprisonment.
I still got to say, though, very surprised we haven't seen this video yet.
Same.
It's been a while. When was this?
September?
Last September, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we still haven't seen the video? Like, that's...
No.
In the day and age that we live in, I mean...
It's shocking that we haven't.
I mean, you can watch Chuck Liddell fall off a boat in San Diego. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't... you can't see this video?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which, kudos to... the courts in California for having
absolutely.
That shit on lockdown
absolutely.
And taking possession of it and holding it tight to their chest. So that's one thing I can say is good for them for stepping in and taking ownership of that. Because TMZ's got everything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm pretty sure that they pay athletes to make stupid choices so they can videotape them. You know, like
absolutely.
It's amazing. Speaking of athletes who make terrible choices, Rashid Rice has finally turned himself in the Dallas Highway crash saga continues to unfold. And it almost seems like this is just getting worse and worse and worse by the day.
It is. The other side of this is actually really unfortunate and disappointing. I mean, Rashid Rice, like, he got the warrant sent out for him, and then he turned himself in within the 24 hours. So now that he has been arrested, we have all of the information because the affidavit was released from the court case. He is facing 8 charges in total. Among them are 6 counts of collision involving bodily injury, 1 count of collision involving severe to serious bodily injury, 1 count of aggravated assault, and...
What is the aggravated assault?
I mean, he hit people and left.
Oh, I thought maybe he got out of the car and somebody got out of the car, like, from another car, and he got into a fight with them.
No, I'm going to guess that's how they're categorizing
normally, like, that's an aggravated assault, but I mean, like...
I think they're basically just...
trying
anything and seeing what sticks. They're freaking
6 counts of collision, one serious, one extremely serious, aggravated assault, not wearing a seatbelt, not using a turn signal while changing lanes.
It's
driving with tinted windows,
sleeping behind the wheel.
You know how much
freaking
you know
no
how much
shoes
Dallas
on
hates celebrities driving. So I mean, 1963, they really taught the president a lesson. So, I mean, this is just perfect. So,
yeah, he was going. This is what makes me cringe, is that he was going at speeds up to 119 miles per hour.
That's insane. That's absolutely insane.
Could you imagine what He's fucking lucky because could you imagine the other side of this? You're getting hit by a car that's going 119 miles an hour. That's
Right. He's lucky that
what?
his Corvette didn't fold, or the Lamborghini or whatever the hell he was driving didn't fold up like an accordion when he hit whatever.
Oh,
You know?
so fucking lucky.
He's lucky he didn't like hit a Subaru or something, because those things are built like fucking tanks. So, I mean, like,
Then the Lamborghini explodes. Then we have a totally different dash cam.
oh, absolutely. Then Ray Rice
Oof.
is, he's gone. Or Ray Rice,
Ray
Rasheed
Rice.
Rice.
Oh, whoa,
Well,
whoa,
Ray
whoa,
Rice is
whoa,
gone too.
whoa. No, whoa.
Rasheed Rice is gone. I mean, you know, he's lucky he didn't kill himself, other than other people.
That's what is wild to me, is going up to those speeds. And we've seen it time and time again with football players going that speed and what the end result could be. Like we see
Right.
this, we've seen what it's like on the severe spectrum of that. So
So the other guy driving the car, the
this is
Corvette,
what,
this Teddy Knox, this is his buddy, right? They're old teammates from SMU.
Yeah, he's so Teddy Knox is actually a junior at SMU
Oh, he still goes
and
to school?
he still goes there. They
Oh,
played together on the 2022 season. They played together on the team. So you would say that's
wow.
2 years ago. Teddy
Yeah.
was a
Right.
freshman.
Right.
You know, it's this is what breaks my heart, is because this kid is a junior in college, plays on the football team. He's a cornerback. He is aspiring to join the NFL. And now this poor kid is suspended and is facing the similar charges
Right.
as Rashee Rice. So it's like
Yeah.
his whole future, the trajectory of his future has changed because of this incident.
Right. And do we know if he is suspended for the whole season, or pending whatever happens in the courts?
So USM has, well, SMU, I got to get the letters right. So
Right.
Southern Methodist University released a brief statement that as of now, he is suspended from the entirety of the season. However, they are going to follow the investigation and the case closely.
Wow.
So you have to say that from the start, and then it, what the
Work your way
charges are going to
back,
be and work
right?
your way back. It's a
Yeah.
lot easier to work your way back than it is to work your way forward.
Right. Obviously, we
So,
saw that with Ray Rice. You know, we're like, we're just going to suspend him for like two games. And then when that video came out, you're like, oh boy.
yeah,
He's
that
karate
was.
kicking his wife in an elevator. We better suspend him for the rest of his life. Hey, this is unfortunately a classic case of fuck around and find out. You know, you
Yes.
get the cars, but that doesn't mean you have to drive 118 miles an hour. There's
You don't have to.
on a,
Just
you know,
cruise. What happened to cruising? Remember when you used to drive slow and you were bumping music and you
yeah.
just like making googly eyes at people walking by, like, hey, girl, hey. You know, like, what happened to the days of cruising? Why now do we feel that we need the fucking, the need for speed?
Right.
What the
Oh, it's these
fuck?
stupid Fast and the Furious movies. You know?
Ugh, and see what happened to Paul Walker.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't good for Paul Walker. You
Wasn't
know,
good for
Fast and the
Paul
Furious
Walker.
actually killed him. So,
Yeah,
I
it's
don't know.
not like, ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay,
Kids.
ay.
Kids.
Don't drive fast.
Just, yeah, fuck.
Speaking of driving fast and taking chances, how about the Dodgers? They're trying to
Wow.
bring back the bad press.
Wow.
They're trying to be like, hey,
Wow.
hello, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry about
Wow.
last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was all I could say over and over again once I saw this. And once I sent this to you, I went, yep, they got bad publicity from
Yep.
this and they want to go back and try to make it look like that they are the fucking family-friendly Dodgers.
Right.
Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Just fuck you, like bite the curb, like fucking all set.
Oh,
Because
we haven't said
really,
bite the curb in a while.
I haven't said bite the curve. Oh, all right. I'm bringing it back, bitches.
Yeah, bite the curb. Yeah.
So last week we had discussed the Dodgers as our biggest pickle after the Ohtani first home run ball incident that had transpired. Well, because they caught so much flack and slack and bullshit, because when, yeah, Amber Roman and her husband and their family met Shohei Ohtani this week.
I wonder who put this together. You think Ohtani put this together where he's like, can we get some good press in here for me?
Maybe.
You
Yeah.
know, because he speaks perfect
It's
English, by the way.
that's
He's
what's
like,
killing me. It's
can we
killing me.
please, can I meet these people? Maybe like give them a hug, take a few pictures, be like, hey, look at us, you know, and I'll sign whatever they want. I'll sign their house deed because clearly he doesn't know what the fuck is
What's
coming out of
going
his bank account.
on?
You know, $40 million, $14 million, whatever. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I mean, like, I don't know.
His team probably, I mean, the Dodgers as a whole got a lot of slack and they got a lot of shit because of the way that this situation was handled with the security and yada, yada, yada. But I'm sure Ohtani's people were like, we need to put him in a good light now that we are separating from this investigation standpoint, and we need to do something here because since he has been in LA, nothing good has come of it. So,
Can you imagine being Freddie Freeman, who's had like a spotless career his entire time, and then he moves over to the Dodgers, and it's just one fucking bad story after another, and you're like,
after another, poor
oh, I just want to
Freddie.
play first base and just not get in trouble. Like,
Yeah, he's just like
oh man.
standing there in first base and he's just glove up in the
Yeah.
air. Like, what do you do?
Like, I'm just here to play baseball. Leave me alone. You know, because you
With
know everyone
everything.
asked everyone every reporter is going to ask all those players questions about Ohtani, like, does he fart in the
Oh,
shower, or like, you know, does, yeah,
Ohtani, Urias, Bauer,
right,
like
oh right.
all it's it, the Dodgers seem to have this magnet around them. And here's the thing on the flip side of it. Yes, they have a magnet around them of troublesome gents.
Yeah.
But it's because I think it's because of also the location that they're in. Los Angeles is a tough city.
Yeah,
You
absolutely.
know, there's a lot of temptation, there's a lot of shit, and a lot of things that go by the wayside.
Right.
And we also know that within the MLB, a lot of things go by the wayside, hence, you know, steroid error and all
Right.
that shit.
Right.
But yeah, how it has been circulating one team so consistently for the last few years is mind-blowing to me. We
Right.
have had the one-offs here and there with some other teams along the league, but it's literally been one-offs. And then if you also trace back their career, at some point in time, they played in LA. So, yeah, it's a whole lot of what the fucks. Poor Freddie. We should
Yeah.
start a start a campaign for
Certainly not the
free
top
Freddie.
fan. Certainly not the top fan for the Dodgers, you know. So,
No.
but speaking of Dodgers and Shohei,
Let's go.
it just turns out that he doesn't know how much is in his bank account.
Yeah, he has no idea about
I
anything.
mean, I have no idea how much is in my bank account, but I don't have any money.
Same.
So, I mean, we're same but different, you know, us and Ohtani, where it's like,
Same.
oh, $20 for dinner? I'll just, yeah, is go. I don't know how much is on my card. It declined. I
What?
guess I'm
All
going
right.
home.
Guess I'm doing the dishes in the back.
Yeah, but this, holy shit. Like,
This.
what a friend. I gotta say, what a friend. Here, take my debit card and just do whatever the hell you want.
The fact. Now, here's the thing, and I'm still teetering on a line about this. Even though we have all of this information that I'll go over in a second, I'm still teetering on a line because a lot of this had transpired while they were in Japan. You know
Right.
what I'm so it there's a lot of things that I know everyone's like, no, like they did the full FBI investigation on Ohtani and he's clear and this and that. Okay, you did the full investigation on Ohtani, but I need some clarity. Was it strictly while he was here in the US? Was it while he was home in Japan? Because
Right.
laws are different here versus
That's
there. The
true.
FBI isn't going to start rummaging through the trash in fucking Japan.
Right.
So there are just a lot of things that don't line up for me. And also, I understand that the Angels organization is a dumpster fire. We can call it for what it is. We know this. It
Right.
has been for several years with, the drugs and the passing of athletes and this and that.
Yeah.
But for this to be swept under the rug while on the
Yeah, but
Angels.
this isn't like the Dodgers sweeping it under the rug. This is Major League Baseball sweeping this under the rug.
Right,
You
but
know?
this has been going on since 2021.
Right.
So why now?
It's probably because,
Ohtani's on a big market team.
well, yeah, it that's the case, and people are gonna start looking into it regardless, and you almost want to get ahead of it before it's found out.
So why didn't you get ahead of it in 2021?
Because they were trying to ignore it. I bet you they were trying to see where he'd end up.
You can't ignore herpes. Well, I mean, you can, but they're gonna come back.
I guess you're right, but I mean, I don't know. But there's just so many things.
All
We
right.
talk about this all the time,
I
where
just
it's
get.
like,
Oh,
I mean, now they're saying Ippi Matsuhara was like impersonating Ohtani.
yes. So, okay.
So
Ippy, yes.
he's yeah, oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So he had turned himself in. He had pled no contest. He was released on a $25,000 bond and had to surrender his passport. He cannot leave the area and during this time has to receive counseling for gambling addiction. This is all part of the conditions for his release. He is facing federal charges of bank fraud after making unauthorized transfers from Ohtani's bank account from November of 2021 until January of 2024.
All right, let me stop you right there for a second. Is this the process of making Ippy look like a scumbag, or do you think this is really true?
I think it's a little bit of everything.
Okay. I personally I hate to be the conspiracy thing, but I think they were together in betting, right? But because
Yes.
Ohtani is such a high profile thing, somebody he needs the fall guy, right? And Ippy's like,
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
fucking take this bullet. Don't worry. Whatever's gonna come my way, I'll take it. We're best friends. Because they are
They're
friends, right?
friends.
Yeah,
Yes.
right.
Yes.
And but I think now baseball is trying to catch itself and be like, what a piece of shit Ippy Matsuhara was. Look at him impersonating Ohtani and taking all of his money. Oh my God. We didn't know
Yes.
about that. And then Ohtani,
Yes.
poor Ohtani's like, fuck, all it was supposed to do was he was supposed to get fired, and this was just supposed to go under the wayside. And now
Right.
there's people going, wait a minute, you know? So,
No, they've blew this fucking
yeah.
wide open. Yeah, he allegedly was impersonating Ohtani with the bank and had been in contact with Ohtani's financial advisors to make sure that the account that he had access to and was utilizing was private and could only be used by Ohtani, yet Ippy's information was attached to that account.
Right.
So, one thing I want to start out with, and this was super dramatic, is they brought him into the courtroom and he had shackles on his ankles.
See, there's no need for that.
The judge was like, take those off. You
Right.
didn't, why are you,
He's not a fucking murderer. He's just a bad gambler.
that right there set the tone for like this whole thing. Like, you're putting him in ankle shackles?
Right.
What is he gonna run? He's
Right.
not gonna run. He's a pleading no contest.
Right.
So he's listening to all these charges. A person who is turning himself in, a person who is taking the fall for their friend, a person who is, has some sort of way about them, like they're not, he's not gonna fucking run.
No,
And then even
and even if he does
if
run.
he does, you're gonna tase him.
But that is exactly what baseball is trying to do and make him look like a complete fucking
Piece
scumbag.
of shit. It's
Yeah.
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And you can't tell me that
So,
baseball didn't have something to do with that.
oh,
Come on.
absolutely. Oh,
Come on.
absolutely.
You know?
In the records, it shows that he had placed approximately 19,000 bets and about 25 bets per day on average. You ready for these numbers? Which is fucking
These
wild.
numbers are astonishing. They're
Wild.
un-fucking believable.
Which is also why I don't think it's all him
Good
based off of these
interpreter,
numbers.
terrible gambler.
Yeah. Because I need to also figure out the math based upon the last 3 years. So think of
Right.
it. If it's these dollar amounts are as to why I believe that Ohtani was aware
Right.
and was involved.
Ohtani was part of these bets.
Absolutely. I do. I, in my gut of guts, I agree that he is involved one way or another. So his total winning amount was $142,256,769.84. This dude won in gambling $142 million. Okay. His total loss amount, $182,935,206.68. A net loss of $40,678,436.94.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That is insane. $40 million.
In the hole, $40 million. Yet the
Wow.
we're looking, here's where I pause for a second. So this dude's in the hole for 40 mil, and he goes to Ohtani, where this is where the story doesn't line up for me. He
Right.
goes to Ohtani and is like, I'm gonna steal 4.5 mil from you to erase these debts.
Right,
Because,
even though I owe 40 million.
yeah, the
Yeah.
math doesn't math.
Right.
So, yeah, doesn't
Wow.
math. Yeah, the reports are saying that he allegedly stole more than 16 million from Otani. He is expected to enter a plea in his arraignment hearing that is on May 9th and could face up to 30 years in prison.
All right, I'm gonna say this now. That way it's on record. If he gets sentenced to 30 years, he will tell everyone what had happened. He will
Yep,
come out and
everyone's.
tell the truth. Baseball will also stop him from telling the truth and they will fucking kill him in prison.
Yep.
I know that sounds super conspiracy, but If no matter how good of friends we are, if I'm facing 30 years in prison for what we did, like, I'll do five, but I'm not doing fucking 30.
Nah, dude, you're going down with me and I'm going to throw you in front of the
Absolutely.
bus. Like, you and
And
I are
because you know
we're in
what?
this together.
The
Fuck
two of
you.
them never ever thought prison was going to be a thing.
No.
Never. And then
No.
baseball comes in and be like, we got to save our boy Ohtani. You know, he's going to be the face of globalizing this game. And now it's like, what do we do? Let's just turn this guy into a scumbag. Let's shackle him up. Let's drag him out there. Let's do this. Let's give him 30 years, you know? And now, ooh,
And now
I'm telling you, he's going to sing. He's going to sing.
the other thing too is when you put that fucking moon pied face motherfucker next to Ipe's face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the saint and the devil.
Right.
It really is how their faces are. 'Cause Ohtani looks like he's just saw a fucking puppy all the time
Right.
with his natural little stupid baby face.
Right.
And then you have Ipe, who looks like
The
the
world has
struggle is
beaten him down.
real.
Yeah, right.
The
Yeah.
struggle is fucking real.
It looks like a regular one of us that is just like down on life.
Yeah, because this poor guy knows, he probably knows, and going back, he knew that at some point or another the shoe was gonna fall and he was stressed.
Yeah.
That other shoe was going to drop off and he was going to be facing some sort of
Hell,
backlash.
yeah.
Yeah. He was
Wow.
being the fall guy. And that's.
That's too bad. I can't wait to see what happens with this because there's no doubt in my mind that baseball is just gonna keep dragging him through the mud. I mean, they already tried with the like, oh, he worked for the Red Sox. No, he didn't. Oh, he went to this school. No, he didn't. You know? They tried that right in the beginning to see
Yeah.
to make it seem like he was a con artist, you know?
Yeah,
They
and
tried that right off the bat. Be like, this guy's a con artist. He, of course, he stole. He's saying he went to schools and worked for teams and did this shit, and he never did. Oh yeah, let's get him. Let's get him. And now, yeah, it's like okay. But speaking of depression, there is about to be. We're getting into the real news, by the way.
oh yeah, we're in the news now, folks.
Yeah, there's about to be an entire state that is going to lose their team that I'm pretty sure 90% of that state doesn't know
Does
they
not
have a
care.
team.
Yeah,
Well,
they
doesn't
don't
even know
care.
they had a
No.
team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening with the Arizona Coyotes?
All right. Rumors doo-doo-doo-doo, have been circulating, and they've been circulating hard, that the Arizona Coyotes are leaving the desert and heading north to Salt Lake City, Utah. How Salt Lake became part of this conversation? Well, the NHL had released and announced on January 24th that Smith Entertainment Group, who is parent company of the Utah Jazz, formally requested to initiate an expansion process to bring an NHL team to Utah.
All right, so an expansion process, but this isn't this is not an expansion, this is a move.
This is a move.
So
A move would be faster for them to get a team in rather than an expansion process. Because
that I get that part, yeah.
yes, an
And
expansion
there's
process will
trouble with
be,
Arizona, right?
yes, because they don't have a place to play. They're playing in the Mullet Arena, which actually is a college arena.
I heard there's more of a party in the back of that arena, and it's all business up front.
It is.
Yeah.
And nobody's on the business side. And there's
No.
plenty of turquoise on the back.
Course it is. It's Arizona. There's stands and stands of people selling turquoise there. So, all right. So, I'm sorry. I'm lost. How many teams are in hockey now? Are they still
Enough.
oddball? Because wasn't hockey an
Yeah,
odd
I
number
think
at one
it is
point?
still oddball.
But now that Seattle's there, isn't it? Am
Seattle
I?
should have evened it out.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll still be
Hold
even.
on. It's gonna bother
I know
me.
hockey was odd. It was the odd number
No,
in,
it's even now because
yeah,
of
Seattle.
Seattle. I had a pause. I was like, was it 31? No,
So
it's 32.
they're at 32 now.
They're at 32.
All right, so I guess for hockey it doesn't matter because they lived with 31 for a while,
Yes.
right?
And there are talks of different expansion teams coming in. There have been talks about bringing back a team in Quebec, and there's different talks of another hockey team in Texas. So there has been a lot of circulating talks of expansion, more so
It's
within the NHL.
not a surprising thing that Utah would be getting a team because they have lived with one team for a very long time with the Jazz.
Yeah.
And it
And they do have
is,
a strong fan base
oh,
with
absolutely.
the Utah Jazz. Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's surprising that it took this long for something to happen with the team. Arizona really wasn't ever popular. It's kind of like Atlanta with the Thrashers. It never really took on.
Yeah, and they keep talking about bringing the Thrashers
Yeah, I
back, and
don't
I'm
know
like,
why. I don't
why
know
is this
why.
even a conversation? Look how that turned out.
Quebec Nordiques coming back would be the answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, having the Atlanta Thrashers come back would be like asking for the fucking Hartford Whalers to come back. There's no point.
Give me Hartford. Give me Hartford. Let's go. Let's go.
Right.
Bring him back. Let's play in the mall. Let's go. I'm gonna go and get my
Right.
pretzel from Wetzel's Pretzels and just sit
Wetzel's.
there and eat and fucking get
But I
my
mean, like
orange Julius.
having a team in Hartford is kind of pointless as well.
Because it's
Right?
so close to
Right.
Boston,
Right.
but it was always a great rivalry.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, that's the one
I don't
thing
know.
that I did enjoy as a kid living in this area was because, I'm not a huge Bruins supporter,
Right.
but seeing the Whalers Bruins rivalry was
Right.
glorious.
Of course. So, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be nice if Utah got a team,
Yeah, I
I
want to
mean,
know how they're gonna name them.
I heard the Utah Soakers. Is
Or
that an
why not
internet joke?
the Utah? I would think that's a joke, but you could do like the sluts.
Utah Sluts?
Yeah, Salt Lake, Utah.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Yeah.
You've never seen that before?
No.
So if you ever see a bumper sticker, the white one that has the black lettering and it
Yes.
says slut, it
I thought they were just
stands.
dirty people.
It stands for Salt Lake, Utah.
Fucking A. I just, things you learn on this show, everybody. It's amazing. I just thought they were just, dirty girls.
No. Well, they
Wow.
probably are too.
Well, there's
Soakers and
soakers and sluts and all right, so let's get into the biggest pickle and end this show. It seems very long today because we had a
yes.
very long rewind. So, Sarah, who is this week's biggest pickle?
Former NBA guard Ben McLemore.
Not the singer, though, right?
Nope.
Macklemore?
No. What?
No.
What? What? Thrift
All
shop.
right. What
I'm
did
gonna pop
Ben
sometime.
McLemore do?
McLemore was arrested. Arrested. Yep. He was doing great. Arrested at Portland International Airport on Tuesday after he allegedly sexually assaulted a woman in 2021, when he was playing for the Portland Trailblazers. He was charged with one count of first-degree rape, one count of first-degree unlawful sexual penetration, and two counts of second-degree sexual abuse. The alleged incident transpired on October 3rd, 2021, and a Clackamas County grand jury heard the evidence in the case earlier this year and heard the testimony of the alleged victim, and then they issued a arrest warrant. Now, why he was arrested in the airport real quick, he has been playing in Spain, so they caught him when he had landed and took him in. What I was reading was that the alleged victim was unable to consent due to mental incapacitation or physical helplessness. And other articles were saying that the alleged victim was too intoxicated to consent. Therefore, all of these things have come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So he posted bail and has been released and is due in court in July.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
That is, this is a Bill Cosby situation.
Yeah.
Right?
He was like, I did. And now here's the thing. He is saying like he didn't rape her. He did this and that. There was no saying that he did not have any encounters with her, but he is saying he didn't rape her. So
everything was consensual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if she's too intoxicated to say yes, then that is unfortunately a rape.
Yes, sir.
He is, oh man, he's not the brightest bulb in the tree.
No.
I don't know. There's not a lot to unpack here. And there's also, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to respond to this. You know,
we will keep our eye on it.
Yeah. We've gone down this road before. I mean, I don't want to, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but I mean, you know, a lot of these athletes think they're above things. And
right.
This is
no different.
No different from anybody. I mean, not a good player, so he won't be missed on any team that he's on.
No, he's been playing internationally for years. He's been playing in China, Greece.
Yeah.
Now he's currently playing in Spain. So it's not. Now, what is also interesting that my brain started going down the spiral of, okay, he's been playing internationally for the last 3 years.
Right.
Now, this transpired in 2021 while he was playing in Portland. Was it something that there was the wrongdoing and he was let out to
he fucked off out of country?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could
and
be.
Just so happened to come back to visit his family.
Yeah.
And here we are.
The 2013 draft is not the best. I mean, you have Antetokounmpo. But like nobody knew that he was going to be a star, and he was drafted 15. I mean, we're talking Ben McLemore was drafted over Antetokounmpo,
which is wild,
which is crazy.
Wild.
And so was like guys like, I mean, Anthony Bennett went first, and he was a complete bust for Cleveland. There's so many guys that are just god awful. And then when you get to the 15th pick and it's Antetokounmpo, you're like, what? What happened here?
Yeah, what?
You know?
But you didn't know. Nobody knew at that time.
Nobody knew. No, obviously nobody knew. And then, of course, our buddy and friend of the show, Rudy Gobert, you know, he was drafted in this one.
Yes, he was.
27th overall. But, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, whatever is coming to McLemore's way, hopefully comes to his way. What happened?
I totally forgot to send to you. It just clicked in my head that Kowloon is doing a viewing party and they're having Big Baby there.
What?
Yeah.
When?
And this, I got to send you the date, but it made me go, oh shit, should we ask him about his fraudulent transactions?
Fuck yeah, we should go there and just harass him.
And say, yo, let's discuss all the money that you had stolen
right
from the NBA due to your fake, like
your fake dentist,
your fake dentist appointments,
right.
And your.
I wonder if he can talk about that though publicly. I doubt it.
I doubt it. But right. I mean, let's just get kicked out of Kowloon for harassing
Big
Baby Davis.
I mean, they're gonna close anyways. Who cares, right? Fuck it.
Unfucking believable that this is happening. It's,
Wow.
yeah, it's hosted by him, so he really is
I
hard
want to see
up
how many
these days.
fucking chicken wings that kid can put down, because I bet you
Ooh.
it's plat as full. Wow. All
Yeah.
right. Yeah. Send me those dates. Let's go harass Big Baby Davis.
It says currently depend TBD or
Yeah.
TBA, depending upon
TBD if he
play.
could fit through the fucking door in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Trust
My
me.
God.
All right, that's going to do it here for us at In a Pickle. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Go over to iapradio.com and check out all of our past episodes. And then go and follow us on all of our social media accounts.
Do it.
We have it all. We have the Twitters, the X, if you want to call it that. We have the YouTube, the Instagram, Threads that I constantly forget about every day.
Oh my God. I finally posted on it today because I totally forgot it exists.
I forget about it all the time. And I post religiously on every site every day, multiple
You
times
do.
a day.
You're good about that.
Thank you. I'm not good about a lot of things, but I'm okay about that. So go over to MaydayMediaNetwork.com. Sarah and I have launched our website for Mayday Media, and we are looking for podcasts to join our network. We have left the Den Network, and we started our own network, and we want to hear your podcast. Basically, what we're doing is just we want to network and support other podcasts who just they're trying to look for listens and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We want to hear you, and we want to work together to get you out there. And
we want to team up and
yeah,
be
we
friends.
Want to team up and be friends. So MaydayMediaNetwork.com. Check that out. If you have any ideas for shows, email it. You can always email this show in a pickpod247@gmail.com and give us any questions, comments, or concerns. If you want to laugh with us, make fun of us, or do whatever you want, tell us where we fucked up. That'll be funny too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff coming down. We got a couple of new shows coming out. Sarah, of course, has Generation Mixtape, which is every Wednesday. We're going to do another show called Stacks of Hacks, where we talk about sports cards and whatnot. And yeah, we're just growing this network, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, each
and
every day.
It's fun. Yay.
Yeah, and eventually the network will give us a heart attack, and we will both die, but we will die.
Well,
together.
It's better than both of us being behind the shed and my dog shooting us both.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, watch out for Damien and don't tell me the no. Don't tell me the dog's name. I wanted to guess it. Roger.
Well, you know the other one, your Damien. Co-host.
Damien co-host. Was the co-host.
No, the other one was the co-host. The third guy.
Oh, methadone.
There you go.
What was that dog's name? Methadone. All right. So, for Sarah Ray Talek, I'm Dave Houghton, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
What was the name of that?
Opie.
Opioid. God damn it. I knew it was methadone. Oh, Opie
yeah.
was my boy.
He is. God damn. Fucking, why does your dog look blind?
Yeah.
Why are you fucking blind, motherfucker?
Well.
This has been a Mayday Media production.